hello and welcome to the RDLP FM basketball show. This is your co-host, Nathan Jolly, riding shotgun with who really is our symbolic, what do they call it? The spiritual leader, the spiritual host, Mr. Darren Marnie Walsh from the Bobcats Basketball Club. Welcome, Darren. You're looking fairly bright in that motorbike shirt.
Thanks, mate. It's part of the...
You rode the dirt bike up?
Yeah, part of the Bobcat dirt bike. It's still part of the new merchandise.
I like how you've got a little bit of DMW on the back there. It's a nice little hint.
Put my full surname. My son probably would have tried to pinch it, so I had to go with DMW.
Like your work.
Thanks, mate.
Tonight, another big show. You are on 98.7 FM on your dial. You can get us online, rppfm.com.au. For all those people overseas that want to hear all things Peninsula Hoops, which is what we do on the RPPFM basketball show, brought to you by Frankston Basketball and also Bobcats Basketball. But we do have a big in-studio guest again from last week, Lady Blues standout import, Kayla Standish. Welcome, Kayla. How are you?
Thank you. I'm not too bad this morning.
Kayla's becoming a regular.
This afternoon?
She's becoming a regular. You're going to be a regular female panelist, aren't you?
I better get good at it.
We've had some feedback. Everyone says that since Kayla's been introduced to the rotation, the hits are up on our website. Ellensburg's going off. Apparently there's a little geographical hotspot coming out of that Eastern Washington, US.
Yep.
But yeah, it's great having her on board and looking forward to talking all things Lady Blues basketball, but also just basketball in general. I think Kayla's got a good IQ and good feel for the sport.
So does she know much about the new pickup perhaps that we can talk about later or now for the men's program?
Which is?
I can't say. You're the man in the know.
No, it has been a big week, so we'll jump into headlines. Yep. But you're alluding to Frankston Blues releasing Ishmael Hollis, who was a basketball show regular. Yep. Ish has been released and not so much replaced, but we have signed, the Blues have signed Corey Maynard, who's just come off a great year playing for the Townsville Crocs with Kayla has a connection too. So
she's an ex Croc herself, isn't she?
Basically. May as well be.
There you go.
The Crocs could have used her.
Well, they've gone debunked now, haven't they?
But yeah, so that's been my headline. But yeah, we are going to talk about Corey Maynard later on the show.
Sure.
But before we'll jump into the headlines, but it is a cracking show. We're going to talk to Mike Brookins of the Lady Blues head coach. We're going to tap into...
Who was missing in action last week?
He was. Apologetic for that. He was out on his run, on his Friday afternoon run, doing the right thing, Mikey. But we're also going to get Coach Grant Wallace on to talk about the Ishmael Hollis release, but also the recruitment of Corey Maynard. And if we're lucky, we are going to get the Phantom, known as Manny Hendricks, on to talk about... Exactly, Mitch, there you go, a little bit of love.
There we go.
Mitch, for not introducing you.
That's all right. Back again in the studio. It's all good.
And I know what your headline is, and we'll get to that. But
that's why you won't host the show, you know.
I'll be the silent one.
Don't
know how it works in radio. But.
And I'll just finish off the intro by saying we are going to get Manny on, talk about all things Big V, because it is another big weekend of Big V basketball. We are focused on Peninsula Hoops and looking forward to talking all things, how Manny's going with the Collingwood All-Stars, but also how Southern Pan are travelling and Chelsea
and Western Port. Last week with Western Port.
Well, Western Port got up. Kenny Brunner got it done. But Kayla, do you have a headline for the week just to throw you a curveball?
Headline. Well, Prince has passed away. That's some pretty big
news.
Really?
Yeah. Is that right?
Oh, you just stole Mitch's thunder.
That was my one. That's all right.
Sorry, Mitch. No
stress.
Anything else to bring to this?
We shouldn't laugh. Yeah, that's sad, but more basketball related. Can we funnel it down a bit?
I'll have a think about it, possibly. Get back to you. Yep. Thank you, Mitch.
That's all right.
Well, haven't the NBA playoffs started?
They have?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You haven't done your research on that?
Well, I saw Steph Curry was out and the Bogut man was doing all right. And Patty Mills popped down a lazy 20.
Lit it up.
I still doubt that they'll make a final and or make a medal, I should say, at the Olympics, along with the women. They'll bow out in the quarters. That's okay.
Put that in the vault.
Yep.
I think apparently James Harden's playing defense.
No.
He had a block.
No.
I think
that should be a headline in itself.
I think that was just a coincidence. I think he was moving his arm back and then the ball reflected off it. But what about you, Bobby? What do you got this week for a headline? And yeah, shout out to Prince. I know he's up there somewhere looking down on us, but sad news.
I didn't know that one, actually.
A great leader in his field.
Yeah, okay. Our biggest thing at the moment, obviously, from a headline perspective, is just grassroots basketball. And we've been very frantic over the last couple of... this week, last week, getting all those little hoopsters ready to play over at Frankston and obviously across the weekend. And, of course, Frankston and Casey, just for all our listeners, are playing tomorrow. So don't go on holidays. Because when you do, it creates all sorts of problems for me.
Yeah, and I don't think anyone's going on holidays because they're all going to be lining up ready for the Sunday night epic Anzac Day Eve clash between the Frankston Blues and Dandenong. So, but I think it's a good thing that we're participating over an Anzac Day weekend. That we talk about the Anzac spirit. I mean, sport is fundamental to that. So,
well, we seem to be creating a bit of a niche, which I think is really cool at the moment. I mean, Anzac Day weekend, it's not really a long weekend, although people do try to scam it. So you've got a Saturday hoops where kids are playing all day, basically, and then you go and back that up with a Sunday night game. Keeps kids involved. Keeps them out and about, which I think is great. Off the streets.
And parents love it.
Yep.
Play a game of basketball, and then they go and play with their friends in the afternoon. It's what people have been doing for... I know when I grew up, that's what we did.
That's right.
Get on your push bike and go for a ride, and mum and dad were happy because they wouldn't see you for the next 6 hours, and you'd come home and...
And you've eaten chips all day and Coke.
Probably not back in those days. And well, we still had chips. Healthy food options. We're going to introduce the VA Group Lady Blues head coach, Mr. Mike Brookins. Mikey, welcome to the Basketball Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
I'll kick straight into it, mate. Last week, you split the weekend. You lost at home against Geelong Supercats in the Heritage game. It was a fantastic night. A lot of alumni there, a lot of legends, former Lady Blues legends being there. And then you got the W over Sandringham the next day. What are your thoughts on last weekend, I guess the season in general? And then, the guys will talk to you about the preview for this week against Dandenong in the Anzac Day.
I thought Geelong showed their class and their talent on the day. I thought defensively we weren't as connected as we would like to have been. Offensively, I thought we probably could have got a little bit better production from the bench. But overall, they're still learning how to play together, new coach, new system. So we saw some positives offensively with being able to get the ball to our primary scores and then being able to still get their numbers. And defensively, I thought we did a better job in the second half after readjusting some things and how we went about going about it. So we could just put probably four quarters of defense together, cohesion-wise and communication-wise. I think we'll definitely be better for that. As we went into Sunday against Sandringham, those were probably the major points of emphasis for us was on the defensive end and taking advantage of our opportunities on the offensive end. I thought the girls did a really good job of showing some cohesiveness on the offensive end. On the defensive end, I think we did improve, but there were still some areas that allowed Sandringham to stay in the game. But in the end, a win is a win. And it was good to bounce back after a tough loss on Saturday night.
No, that's all right, buddy. You're allowed to keep talking. It's it's Darren from the Bobcats here, mate. Just wanted to talk to you. How long we see a lot in the NBL and in the WNBL of teams changing year to year. How long does it take for a team, do you think, to them to settle down and start playing together? But then how long do you reckon it is now, especially in the Siebel program, because you see the same sort of things happen. How long does it take to build a championship team?
Normally, if you're changing year by year, it takes I think, about 2 years of a core group. If you're continually changing that core group, it makes it kind of tough. I think Dandenong was so good for so long because they kept the core group together for a long period of time. So when they came in, they didn't have to start from scratch. They could just start from where they left off and just continue to get better. Whereas when you when you start from scratch with a new coach, a new system, it takes a while for all the players, including that last one on the bench, to understand their roles and to understand what the coach is actually trying to get across and the style he's trying to play or she's trying to play. Because basically, you want your players to be an extension of you on the court and for them to use their talents and to get you through. And just like in any relationship, it takes time to get to know each other and what each other wants and to feel comfortable. So what I've really tried to do this year is make sure that all my players know how much confidence I have in them and how much confidence the club has in them for them to go out to express their talents and then try to get them pointing in the right direction collectively, so that we're getting good results. But it takes a bit of time, and for us early, we played some teams who have a bit of history together. So the only way you kind of can maybe try to circumvent that history or lack of history is by training, continuing to put those groups together in training and putting them in scrimmaging situations. But I've been lucky to have some really good leadership out of Kelly Bowen and Kayla Standish. You know, it makes it a lot easier for that to happen because they set the standards, and it's very hard for players not to live up to that standard when they're around. So talent is probably the biggest thing, and then basketball IQ is probably the second. The IQ of your players also determines how quickly that you can gel and come forward for a championship. You've seen in the past, even in the NBA, where you put together a superstar team where they had Karl Malone and Gary Payton, Kobe Bryant, all those guys, and it didn't result in a championship. Because it just takes a while. It just takes that time to get to know each other. You get to know where you're going to get your shots from on the floor, and especially defense cohesion is a talent, not a skill. It's something that develops over time, and when you know that the player there is going to be there for you, and what each other are good and not good at, and how to back each other up in those circumstances. So not so much on the offensive end. You can probably find cohesion a lot quicker on the offensive end. It's the defensive end that truly takes time to develop and
absolutely
create your defensive identity.
Absolutely. And you are with the VA Group, Lady Blues head coach Mike Brookins on the RDLP FM basketball show. Fairly comprehensive answer, Mikey. I'm going to throw you a curveball. And we do have Kayla Standish in the studio.
We won't get her out of the studio now after that.
I do have one last question. Group. You are doing a fantastic job developing the juniors through the program, which is fantastic. But tell us what it's like to coach, can I use the word stud, in Kayla Standish, the way she plays. She is an elite level player. She was nominated this week for the All-Star 5, so Players of the Week. What's it like having Kayla part of the program, and do you see her having not only a big year but a big future with the Lady Blues program?
I think the best attribute that Kayla Standish has is her humility. One thing about great players like Kayla, you don't coach them unless they allow you to coach them. And she's been very gracious in that sense, and very humble in that sense, because I know there are things that may frustrate her, but she tends to push through those things and show leadership through those times. She makes things a lot easier for me. And even though she is dominating, I think I push her to take more shots. I push her to do or talk to her about, you know, taking on more than what she's already taken on. And she
is that true,
takes
Kayla?
That on board, and she implements it. And
you're not shooting it enough?
I feel like I shoot more than enough. No.
Well, sometimes if you want the team to win, you got to keep shooting.
Yes, well, that's I don't right. mind there's shooting still, the ball, so.
I still think there's some pockets in the offense where she could probably get another 6 to 10 points a game. So I'm looking at an average 30 points a game. That's what I'm looking for.
Fantastic, Mikey. We're going to have to wrap it up there. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
I think we'll have to get Mikey back.
Oh, well, I was about to finish with, he is now the basketball show's own, Mike Brookins. So he is now one of us. But
we'll get part two of the interview next week.
Absolutely, yeah. Oh, look, I reckon there's a part three. This could be like the Fast and Furious. We may have, 100 episodes. But I know you've got your under-18 girls tonight. Where are you playing?
Yeah. Just for playing listeners. Waverly at home, 9-4.
Good luck with that. I think you've been bumped from court one to court five because there's a title fight going on court one at 9:40.
Really?
Yeah, under 21s versus under 22s, Frankston.
There you
so,
go.
Yeah, I'll watch out for those two.
See you get a scam call one.
There'll be music playing. Someone's. There was a rumor going around someone's hired a smoke machine, so I'm not sure if that's serious, but there are. the theatrics
well,
are coming
well,
into
it's
it.
Not, it's not really a prize fight on the tail stand. So if she's not there, it's not really happening.
Gotcha. There you go. Just an undercard. I like it. Thanks, Mikey.
All right, my pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
That was Mike Brookins of the VA Group Lady Blues, Frankston Lady Blues program head coach. Comprehensive in his analysis of not only Kayla's game and some weaknesses. I didn't know you had some weaknesses in your game, Kayla, but you're not shooting enough, mate.
I think you covered everything from the last, two games that we've played.
With some NBA analysis and, core groups and smart man, Mikey. But let's talk about last week. Let's start with Geelong. They are a talented team. They've got some size and they had three starters missing. Going down, the Lady Blues going down 63-78, losing by 15. What were your thoughts on that match?
I mean, just like Mike said, you know, a lot of the clubs that we'll go against have a lot of experience and passed together, so the majority of us, you know, it's the first time playing together, really building that chemistry together will take us some time. So Geelong obviously is a great team individually, but together, you know, they played a solid game. Basically we just couldn't really stop them from doing what they wanted to do, so it was tough for us. But also the foul count was 23-11 at the end of the game, so for those of the teammates that are foul prone, no comment on that.
Kayla
is it a case of once again the refereeing standards just not?
It's the three referees. I'm telling you, it's the curse of the three referees. You get two good referees, and you get the third who feels they need to blow their whistle.
Oh, okay.
And unfortunately, that's where it's at. Frankston did highlight this at the AGM, the Siebel AGM, to say cut the three referees to two, so we have two good referees and not. Three
two
referees with exactly. So,
but they work on a rotation, so surely they can't go in the middle keep pulling. No,
but that's the thing. Referees, I love them, but they can't run down the court three or four times. They feel they need to be involved. So when the one referee doesn't blow his whistle, he feels like, you know what, I need to get in the game. Yeah. Someone's going to call a really bad call, and then he can't be consistent with it because it is such a bad call. And as much as Frankston, I think, were hurt. I mean, there was some calls on Geelong that I thought were, there were some stages there where the game got really physical and loose.
Yeah, I mean, both ways it was pretty brutal, I guess. They basically just took us out of what we wanted to do. I mean, anyways, can't blame everything on the refs, but...
it always helps.
Yeah, it does. I don't mind blaming everyone else.
It's called take no responsibility.
But the next day, the Blues, Lady Blues did get up by 13 this time, 85-72 against Sandringham. Kayla had 25-13 on Saturday night against some well-credentialed players, which was a great result. Sunday, backing up against the Sabres, who also had a game on Saturday night, but... Kayla, again, 26 points, 13 rebounds. You like the 13 rebounds. Do you just sort of clock off after that, do you? You get your 13 and punch the card in.
I don't think I've ever gotten 13 rebounds in a game before. No, but Sunday was pretty tough because Sandringham had played the night before, so both of us were pretty tired. You know, their starters played a lot of minutes, as ours did, so it was a tough match. But, luckily we got a win in the end. But I quite like playing all these teams because I don't know anything about any of them. So I don't really, know what to think, I guess, going into games. So I feel like I'm having a lot of fun not knowing who we're going up against.
I was going to say, how are you finding the league? Because it is the first time you've played in Siebel.
Yeah, it's great. I think this league has many more professionals in it than the QBL would, which I've been playing the last 3 years. So I think the standard of basketball is very high. It's good.
I see Brittany Smart played well last week.
She did a great job, Brittany. And also your running mate, Kelly Bowen, she had a sensational Sunday, having 29 points, 16 rebounds, 5 assists, doing it all. Kelly, shout out to Kelly.
MVP porn, almost.
Well, yeah. I mean, she was... Absolutely. So let's quickly get on to the preview for Sunday night. We talked off air. We don't like Dandenong. Dandenong are the arch rival. It's Anzac Day Eve. It is going to be our biggest regular season game. It will be a sellout. People are already camping out.
Getting
in the front doors.
Yeah, exactly. Tanea Phillips playing against her old club, Frankston Lady Blues point guard. Tanea Phillips recruited this year in the off season, and really has started the season off, in fairly good form. We're hoping she can take another step forward on Sunday night. What are your thoughts on Dandenong and the keys to victory on Sunday night?
Just their experience in playing together. That's always going to be tough for us going against teams like that. But they do run the plays a lot through Lauren Scherf, who's obviously one of their top players. So I think one of the keys will be to just try and keep the ball out of her hands as much as possible. But then on the other end of that, we can't foul her when she does get the ball, which we tend to get in trouble with, me primarily. So I think, basically just taking them out of what they want to do and really focusing on the defensive end. Like Mike said, we've got no problem scoring. That's never an issue really for any team. It's just stopping the other team basically from scoring will be our struggle.
Defense, and you keep saying that you don't think you're a strong defender. You can't go 4 years through Gonzaga University and not play defense. So
somehow I did.
See, I think this is a ruse. I think you're just trying to, I'm sure you can play defense.
Play some mind tricks on people maybe.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I mean, obviously it's part of the game, so I have to, so... I guess I might not be as bad at it as I'm putting
as
off.
James Harden or somebody?
Sorry?
Not as bad as James Harden?
Oh, God, I hope not.
You are on the RPPFM basketball show. We need to go to a break. Mitch is winding us up. Mikey pushed us over the limit there with our timing on interviews and stuff. But, Bobby, you're looking at me like you got something to say. No, you're just nodding your head. Well,
Chloe Bibby's always... Well, I think she's probably in her element playing Siebel at the moment. So, good young junior, big country kid. She will be, she'll be
one to watch out for Sunday night. Yeah. Tickets will be available on the door from 4 p.m. on Sunday. It's a fantastic event, the Anzac Day Eve game. It's really built its own profile, the RSL, Frankston RSL, proudly support. What is, Anzac Day, a very significant day in Australia and calendar, but also on the Siebel calendar, and we're very thankful that Dandenong are gracious in playing us on that evening. We get to celebrate. We'll have the bugler. He'll be playing the last post before the game, and we're looking forward to a big crowd and getting the Lady Blues back on the that they won last week. Probably the both teams getting a win. We actually, a fun fact for you, Bobby, is that we've never actually won the men or the women on Anzac Day.
It is always a first
game. Yeah, always. So hopefully we're breaking the ice. Girls tip off at 5 p.m. The boys will tip off at 7.
And I believe we're going to start talking a little bit about the Siebel Men's program. Good old Frankston.
We are, and we're very fortunate enough to get the Blues head coach on the line, Mr. Grant Wallace. Welcome to the Basketball Show, Grant.
Thank you.
Mate, it's been a big week for you.
It's always a big week.
Absolutely. We'll jump straight into it. Ishmael Hollis released this week and the recruitment of Corey Maynard. How's Corey been received? I know he's been training for a few weeks. And just for our listeners, probably just a thumbnail sketch on the rationale of releasing Ish and sort of recruiting Corey.
Yeah, I guess the season started really well with a game against Albury. And then we've suffered three losses since then. And all three games we've been thereabouts for sort of three quarters of the game and then just not able to get across the line. And we've been dealing with some off-court issues with Ish to try and keep him online. And he's had a whole lot of family issues going back at home, which has had his mindset on other things. And it was just benefit for both to move on and get ourselves together. And during this whole process, Corey, we've been in discussions with Corey for some time, being a Melbourne boy and coming home in his off-season to get into play. And he knows all the guys on the roster through various levels of competition and growing up. So it was a nice fit. He's trained with us now for three sessions. And he would have thought he had been there since November, the way he's playing. So really well-credentialed guard coming in with a great NBL season behind him. And We're looking forward to the weekend against, our rivals in Dandenong.
You are on the RLP Fan Basketball Show with Nathan Jolly and also Darren Marnie Walsh. And we've also got Kayla Standish in the studio, Grant. Just so you're aware when you start hearing voices. Let's talk about last week, the Heritage game against Geelong. Geelong are almost like an NBL team. They're big, long, athletic. You're in that game up until three-quarter time, but I think it was 2 points in it, 52-54. Just couldn't get it done down the stretch in the last quarter.
Yeah. I guess the one thing we've found with the last three games we've played, we've been playing rosters that have been together for, you know, 3, 4, 5 years, and the depth that they have and the understanding they have of each other's game really comes through in those, you know, when the pressure's on the line, and they've been valuable lessons for us. The depth of their programs is something else too, and we made some fundamental errors on the defensive end, which just gave them a roll, and the margins got out of our way, out of our control. And the same against the game against the Sandringham group on the Sunday.
It's interesting you say that, Grant. It's Darren here, mate. We were just talking about to Mike Bookins about exactly that. How long does it take to put your program together? And obviously, it does take time for the players to gel together and so forth. So, interesting that you make that comment, especially about a Kilsyth, which is obviously a program that's been forever and a day together almost, and obviously in Geelong. So,
I
do have a bit of tongue in cheek for you. I do believe that there's a possibility that we will see the Frankston Crocodiles coming down soon, being that there is a very strong Crocodiles connection now. Is there a name change on the way or...?
No, definitely not, but I do like the way you're thinking.
There's no Townsville Croc anymore, and I do see a few of them floating around the Blues.
Well, Clint Steiner was in the building there for a little bit. Now, I'm not sure where Clint's gone to. There was word that he went to Europe, but he would look nice in blue.
Hey, mate.
He would.
He looked all right in the green, too.
So let's. You played Sandringham on the Sunday, went down by 22 points, which I know you'd be disappointed with. 91-69, the Sabres got that on their home deck, and on the Saturday night, the Blues going down by, was it 16?
Yeah,
17. 90-73. Looks like Benny Lewis had a good weekend. He was a consistent scorer in both games. Previewing the game coming up this weekend, Sunday evening, against Dandenong. They're a team that's in form. You talk about a group that's been together for a number of years. They've had their core group, for 5 years. They're really established group. What are the keys to victory and sort of reflecting on sort of the transition with Corey Maynard, just how he's going to benefit what you think is going to be an improved performance on Sunday?
Questions in there. Benny's been outstanding, and he has really been our constant. And he's been criticised over the journey of his career that just being offensively focused, and he's been playing unbelievable defence. He's very much our leader, and creates our defensive intensity, which is great. But he's scoring, and I actually think by Ishmael leaving, the old addition by subtraction theory, that Benny will be getting more opportunities to get cleaner looks.
I like that.
That's what Corey will actually be. His ability and his basketball IQ is so good that he's going to be able to find Benny in spots where Benny and Ish were almost running to the same spot at various times on the floor. And also Dane Spatella will be much the same in that, getting better looks for him in and around the basket where his strength is. So looking forward to that. Dandenong definitely are exactly what you mentioned, that they've had a core group together for many years. Obviously coached by a good friend of mine, Darren Perry, their style of play is very similar. They've got some athletes on the floor and almost NBL athletes when you look at, Owen Ottigy, Lucas Walker, Montreal, they've got some athletes on the floor. I'm really looking forward to the challenge because it's been a big week for us, obviously, with the roster change. I'm looking forward to seeing how Corey goes against ex-Frankston captain in Harms, That'll be a key matchup, I think, for the result in many ways. They're going to have some issues on the other end with dealing with Dane and Benny. And I'd also expect Tommy Wilson to have a bit of a night out too. I think he'll be actually better too with Corey on the floor. Gives us a little bit more of a two-pronged attack in the backcourt. I think I answered all your questions there.
No, hey, you know how it is. It's one of those things. We're rapid fire. We're trying to condense as much as we can in the hour and the basketball show. So you've done well, Grant. Good work.
I can't remember I asked you last time, Grant, but you have obviously spent a couple of seasons out of the Siebel program and now come back into it. Have you seen any major changes, like in personnel and, you know, the tempo of the game? I mean, there seems to be almost like an awful lot of NBL players playing now.
Yeah, there is. It's interesting you ask that question because when I go and do my scouting notes, the majority of the players are still there from, you know, 2 years ago. So. Yep. As much as things have changed, things haven't. Even when you look at this group for Dandenong, it's very much the same core group. I mean, they've got some great junior kids coming into their roster too, which they've benefited from their program. The one thing I have noticed is I think the style of play or the pace of the game is definitely quicker.
Yep.
The bodies are definitely quicker, and you know, we're always striving to improve ourselves. And, you know, we think we've got a fairly big and athletic group too, but we're coming up short against these bigger groups. So that would probably be one of the major changes I see.
Can't stand still for a minute by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Grant. We are going to wind it up there. We do have a full show, but thanks again for coming on the Basketball Show. You are now classified as the Basketball Show's own, so you're a part of esteemed company. Kyrie Irving's part of that. Luol Deng's part of that. Kayla Standish, of course. And if there's a food chain, Kayla is at the top of that. Just by the look she gave me, but. But thanks again. Good luck on Sunday night. It is a big night. Great job last week in recognising the Heritage Night for the Frankston and former Bayside Blues alumni that were there. I know you're big on building the culture and the history, and you're doing a great job with that. This week, Anzac Day Eve, significant date on the Australian calendar, and we spoke about it before that we haven't beaten Dandenong yet on this night, so it'd be nice to get a W. So Kayla's already promised that the women are going to do their bit, so hopefully the boys can come out and smash Dandenong. Let's face it. Let's get after them.
Good, bud.
No worries. Thanks, Grant.
Thanks, guys.
See you later.
Do you actually have, like, you know, in football where they play for a cup of some sort? Do you have one of those?
We don't, but...
You should.
Yeah, look, my father played for Dandenong and also for Frankston, so maybe it could be the George Jolly Cup. That'd be nice. Georgie boy, he was down there last week, bit nervous. He didn't want to talk at halftime of the men's match. I wanted to interview him and say, look, you know, I was a six-year-old running around watching you play for the inaugural year of the Blues and just gave him the flat no. He said, you're kidding yourself. So humble and modest.
You should look at some of it, particularly for those big milestones, those games. They're good things to give you something else to play for.
Well, the Sandringham game coming up is during our Bayside tournament, so we're thinking that might be the Bayside Cup, but it's a sustainability. We used to have a game that was named after a former coach that passed away, and we just haven't continued that legacy, and it's disappointing. I see the shield, and it's something we need to reactivate, but it stopped
like
many
years
ago.
The John Holland Cup that used to be with Southern
Holden, yeah.
Holden, sorry.
Yeah. Hey, look, we wanted to play that game. It was just that...
Somebody went missing.
Yeah, the Southern Penn Senior Men's Program. So, a bit hard to play...
when you don't have...
empty singlets, exactly.
Well, I reckon the girls could have probably banked up, played there. Well, that's right, they don't have a men's team, do they? Yeah, oh well.
This is... You just... Yeah. Pick that up. Yep. Without further ado, we do have Mr. Manny Hendricks Jr. on the line.
How you guys doing?
Have you just got out of bed, Manny?
Oh, nope.
You've been up and about, have you? Rumour had it that you've only just sort of come back home from a party or something.
Oh, man.
Is that someone in the background?
Tabloids caught me last night.
The paparazzi. Manny, we've got you on the line because... the All-Stars went down to your old club, the Western Port Steelers. You got over Mornington the week before, so you've been in personally some good form. But talk us through the game last week.
The game was kind of... we were 2-1, Western Port were 4-0, so it was really kind of a battle for first place. and they came down to our place. We scouted them, watched some film on them, but I mean, Kenny had those guys ready to play, and they executed down the stretch. They executed from the tip, and I mean, they put us away early, and we were just kind of trying to claw our way back into the game from the second quarter on. But I mean, those guys were ready to show why they are undefeated.
And by all reports, they'd scouted you a little bit of extra attention defensively, trying to lock you down.
No, I wouldn't say it was a lot of attention, but I mean, their team defense is pretty well. They rotate well, and Kenny's always been about defense. He prides himself on it, and he prides his teams on it. So their defense was phenomenal from all aspects, whether it was on me or guarding the whole team as one.
Well, I was looking at your shot attempts, and you only had 12 field goal attempts. So either they were locking you down, or you just you only played a quarter.
You know, some games it's like that. We trust in my other teammates to make shots and things of that nature. And, you know, sometimes I can't take 20 shots a game. You know, it just happens like that. But I wouldn't say it had a lot to do with the defense and things of that nature. It was just kind of the way the game went.
So you got a bit nervous, you're saying?
Not at all.
So, Manny, being a Peninsula favourite, how's the Big Smoke treating you now?
What's the Big Smoke?
What's the Big Smoke? How's the city?
Oh, I love the city, man. I'm a city boy, so you guys know from the radio show that I used to come down to the city all the time on the weekends, things of that nature. So I'm liking the city, only a few stops away from Flinders Street, so. I'm liking the fast life, but always hearing the trains and things like that. I'm loving it.
Well, nice.
I'll be down there on the weekend, so I'll catch up with you.
Oh, looking forward to the Godfather. Are you coming down on the helicopter? What's going on?
No. In the Bobcat Mobile?
Yeah, are you taking a yacht all the way down? From,
now, before you give us a preview of this week's games and just what's been going on in the Big V, because you are going to be the man that we do hit up for the Big V reviews and previews. You are with Bobcat Bobby, Darren Marnie Walsh from Bobcats, Nathan from Frankston Basketball. We've also got Mitch here, Manny, your old boy.
Back again.
Yeah, Mitch is my man.
And we've got Kayla Standish from the Frankston Lady Blues here, who's going to ask you a question just after. You give us a quick synopsis on how's the Big V going? We haven't spoken much about it, have we, Bobby, on the basketball show? Now that Siebel started, we sort of...
Well, we had a bit of a joke about the clash, obviously, Collingwood and Mornington, where Collingwood got up and sort of whipped the boys with their with their big recruits, which was interesting. But
and good job to Ricky Dehan. I coach Ricky, the ex-Chelsea boy, having 34 on you, Manny. That was a bit disappointing. But how is the Big V going from your perspective? You know, is it a league that's improving? And how are your All-Stars travelling? And are we finals bound?
The Big V is going pretty good so far this year. I think that there's probably two or three teams that imports haven't played yet due to kind of getting clear, but I think that this week all the imports should be back playing, so I think the league will get stronger from this week forward. There's teams like Justin King from Oakley. He didn't play in the first two games, but in the last two games he's played, he's gotten 35 and 31 or something along those lines in those games. So I think that the league is going to get stronger week in and week out. Craigie Burns import still hasn't played yet, neither has Coburg. So I know West Support played in this week, so we'll see if Jonathan will be suited up for Craigie Burns. But the league is going pretty well. I mean, you have from West Support's on top, of course, and then from second place to almost seventh place, it's kind of teams that are 2-3-1, 2-2. So the league is pretty tough, and we're all chasing Westernport.
So from a club last year, Manny, which only won a handful of games, two, maybe three, you guys are pretty much on track. You're already 2-2, and you've got a good chance of obviously knocking off Pakenham this weekend. So you must be pretty happy with it.
Yeah, I mean, last year, they won one game last year, but I think Ghani did a good job of recruiting, you know, and so he brought in you know, four or five new guys, new faces this year. So we're starting to gel a little bit. It took us a little bit to kind of get used to what's going on and everyone's strengths and weaknesses. But to answer Nathan's question, we'll be finals bound, and we want to start to hit our peak around June, July, going into the playoffs. So as long as we can just maintain, we haven't won at home. That's the toughest thing about this year. We're supposed to protect home court, and we're 2-0 on the road, and we're 0-2 at home. You know, that's just unacceptable. We've talked about it as a team, and we have to get a home win. So Packnum's coming in this week. We'll be ready for them. They got a couple wing players that are averaging about 20 a game. So it should be a shootout.
Kayla's got the last question, Manny, but just you, that home court thing, it's all about leadership, mate. So you're the one who needs to get it done. Kayla, last question for Manny.
How you doing, Kayla?
I'm good, Manny. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. I haven't gotten on the train yet. I'm still here.
Yeah, I was wondering. They said Kayla's going to ask you a question. I thought...
No, you already answered all my questions about the train yesterday. I've been asking Manny how to take the train into the city so I don't have to drive.
Isn't our public transport the worst system in the world?
I've never ridden on public transport, so that was my question to you, Manny.
Try and buy a ticket, and then don't worry about getting on the train. Getting a ticket's the hard part.
Oh, good, because I don't have one of those either.
Yeah.
The old Mikey.
Oh,
yeah, we talked about that. Nice. I gave her specific instructions, fella.
Well, you should come and get her, Manny. Come on. Where's your...
Yeah, be a gentleman.
Exactly.
That's a long train ride. She got it. I believe in her. She'll stay strong.
All right.
Thanks, Manny.
No problem.
Okay, so Kayla, we got the little crickets. Where's the sound effect there?
what question am I supposed to be asking him? About the NBA.
About NBA. You know, his teammates, about how he let Ricky DeHaan get off the chain for 34 and Manny's only taken 12 shots.
What's with that? We're the imports, Manny. We're supposed to be taking many more shots than that, apparently.
Correct. I mean, Ricky had a great game. I mean, from a guard standpoint.
Were you guarding him, Manny?
Everyone guarded him, honestly. He didn't discriminate. He didn't discriminate on any of us. He gave us all buckets. But, you know, sometimes guys just get it going. Everybody that plays basketball knows that feeling. So.
Well, I don't think I ever saw him put down that many shots at Southern Penn. So, for what it's worth, mate, it's just the legs.
He got it going.
Nice. He's got a little bit of X factor. We like Ricky. We might get him on. We tried to get him on one time. Remember that? And we tried to get him on the show and... Didn't hear from him.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Didn't show. But, mate, we're going to wrap it up there. Manny, thanks for coming on. Good luck this weekend. Who are you playing again for our listeners?
Packenham.
At Packenham?
Collingwood. State,
Collingwood.
High School.
Yep.
The Collingwood High School. How many people can you get into that venue?
I think we had 200 last time, so it gets pretty packed in there.
Nice. Great atmosphere. Thanks again, sir. Make sure you look after Kayla this afternoon or tonight, whatever you guys are up to. But and we'll make sure she gets on the train correctly.
Yeah.
Thank you, mate.
All right.
See you, Manny.
See
you. Yes, just so for our viewers, obviously, Collingwood do play Pakenham at Collingwood this weekend. Western Port are down at downtown Craigieburn.
Enjoy that drive.
That'll be a lovely one. But Mornington, well, they're at home on the Sunday at 2 o'clock against North East, who haven't yet won a game. So... You would think with Captain America, Mr. Adam Ballinger, who should be back in form.
Dane Spatella's Captain America. You're going to have to find a new nickname for... isn't it Balls? Balls Ballinger? I think they call him Balls. That's his nickname.
Alrighty. Well, that's what they'll call him. But, yeah, look, Mornington should get up over North East easy enough. I did hear, though, the rumour with the Collingwood-Mornington game was that Adam had actually hurt his back. Hence, he only had a few points. And
well, I did talk Adam up. I thought he was going to have 50-point games being an ex-Spartan and coming out of the NBL and still having an okay Siebel season.
I'm surprised you haven't picked him up down at Frankston, actually.
I think we're good for bigs. We've got Captain America. We've got the Mack truck.
Major coin.
But Manny touched on a few imports aren't playing in the Big V because of delay in paperwork. Have you heard that?
Don't be surprised, mate. Anything related to Basketball Australia doesn't run too streamlined. Have a look at our great women's and national league that couldn't get a sponsor, couldn't get TV. I mean, how ridiculous is that? We've got to go.
We do, but are we going to go with some Peninsula Files? We haven't had the Peninsula Files for a while, Bobby. You haven't got that axe out and crunched someone, so...
If I started grinding this week, there's a good chance that I'll be probably hung and dried and liquored and feathered, and I could be chased off the peninsula.
There's a few of the AGMs.
Next week.
So there's a couple of AGMs going on. One's been and gone,
and we could give a bit of a report on that next week.
Looking forward to that for our listeners. Make sure you tune in next week. Your weekend, big Anzac... Sorry, Kayla. Your weekend, big Anzac Day Eve clash against Dandenong. Live streamed also on Blues Media for those that can't get to the game. I'm just breaking up, as I'm hearing some static, Mitch. What else is going on for the weekend for you, Kayla?
Well, I was going to say we need to give a shout out to Meg Jeffs. Her birthday is on Sunday, the 24th of April.
Big day, big game, big birthday.
How old's Meg?
Bring home the cake.
Oh, what would she be, 22?
Yeah.
Yep, she's a baby. So yeah, big game on Sunday for us. And then a bit of a birthday celebration and hopefully a winning celebration for us Sunday night.
And you can enjoy some post-game celebration watching the Melbourne Footy Club on TV down at the House of Blues in between.
Melbourne.
The D's are up and about, mate. Anyway, continuing on. Bobby, what's your weekend looking like?
Well, we've got the dawn service, obviously, on Monday. So I'll be down in town doing that. Big games, obviously, all day Saturday, buddy. As always, junior grass hoops, Frankston.
And I'm not trying to be a sycophant, but you're doing a fantastic job. I gave that example last week of that Japanese student.
He had
a student.
Blinder last night. Did you see him?
Yeah, he can flat out play.
He is unbelievable.
And what you're doing for the sport, you're growing the sport. And sometimes people are unheralded in our industry, but you're doing a fantastic job. I know you have the detractors, but you're doing a fantastic job. Because that boy would not be playing basketball unless the Bobcats had that reach across the peninsula. He could join a team. It's not about playing with your mates per se. It's more about... just getting in a team and running around, which is what it's about.
Well, Coda had a great game last night in the under-18s. But
Coda is his name, Coda.
Yep. But yeah, grassroots back this weekend again. A couple of associations got the weekend off, but Casey, Frankston are on. And it's all good. All good.
Thank you again to our guests. We had Mikey Brookins of the VA Group, Lady Blues, join us. We had the Carrum Downs Community Bank Blues head coach, Grant Wallace, speaking all things the recruitment of Corey Maynard. So for those basketball purists that want to see someone get up and down and get it done at the point guard position, we haven't had that for a while at the Blues in our men's program, so looking forward to seeing him on court. Thank you, Mitch. We are going to go out with a Prince track. Tragic news overnight that... Prince passed away, but at the tender age of 57, which is one of those things. I'm Nathan Jolly, your co-host. Enjoy your weekend. Get down to the House of Blues Sunday night, 5 p.m. for the Lady Blues tip-off against Dandenong. The boys tip-off at 7. Should be two cracking matches. Enjoy your Anzac Day. It is a special day in Australian culture, and something that one thing we do pretty well, I think, is that we recognise, lest we forget the fallen and current servicemen and women overseas. So enjoy your weekend, and this is the RPFM Basketball Show.